All right, so we got some, we do occasionally, sometimes monitor the YouTube chat, which, by the way, you can watch the program on YouTube. If you just put Kendall and Casey into your YouTube browser, you can go and watch this very fabulous radio show while you listen. Hello to all of our listeners as well. We don't in any way mean to demean or belittle your participation in this process, but you know the rule, Casey, which is hate mail. Directed
this
towards
is your
me.
Rule.
Yes, it goes right to the front of the line.
Front of the line.
Because I have an immense ability, which is to bring out the absolute worst and crazy in some people. And we have long talked about, and this is what always floors me, is when people will come at me if they get mad that we speak the truth about Republicans on here. Why am I the bad guy in the equation? You know, you notice that the hate towards us is never, no, that didn't happen. It's never, no, you're wrong, that's not happening. It's a defense of the party, of a needless letter because of some sort of compulsion to kneel at the altar of party politics, which I don't understand. But you by default being conjoined with me, become the bad guy in the equation, which blows my mind because we don't have any power over anyone. We can't raise or lower anyone's taxes. We can't shut down or allow a business to stay open. We can't decide whether you have to pay certain things to have certain professions. All the stuff that we talk about, we have no power over anyone. Mm-hmm. But for some people, the idea of the existence, the mere existence that there is a contrarian voice to Republican good, Democrat bad, white hat, black hat, that enrages people to the point where they will sit and will subject themselves apparently to great suffering and hate to listen to a radio show.
You're causing nightmares.
I have never understood this from the time, even like when I was a kid and I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh and people would call in about how much they hate him or whatever. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that to yourself? Mm-hmm. Why would you willfully cause yourself harm and distress that you don't have to? Now, the difference is people say, well, you talk about these politicians. I have to. They affect my life. Eric Holcomb, I promise you, if Eric Holcomb, when he's done, go get some cushy job as a lobbyist or a professor, or, I mean, he's clearly not going to run a business because he couldn't. By the way, my chiropractor told me yesterday I say Wendy's too much, so he couldn't run a Burger King if his life depended on it. Hello, Dr. Joel.
If he disappeared,
yes,
life would go on.
Sometimes I have 9 thoughts going at the same time, and I appreciate you telling me to focus. Yes, I would never mention him ever again. Todd Young, same deal. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden, same deal. It's your ability to impact my life that I have an obligation, and I loathe you the same way those listeners loathe me. The difference is they have power over me. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we like to point out how just ridiculous these people are, and we will read, whether it's correspondence via at Rob M. Kendall on Twitter. Mm-hmm. What is our email now? Is it still rob@wibc.com? Does that still forward to the new email?
Mine doesn't.
Oh, well, then at Rob M. Kendall on Twitter or on the YouTube chat or however you're getting a hold of us.
At Casey Daniels 317.
Yeah, yes. But you, on the other hand, because you're a good person, you do not embrace the hate mail quite like I do.
No, I don't enjoy.
It isn't your
being
reason.
At.
It isn't your reason for being. Like, you don't wake up in the morning and with
no,
a smile on your face.
Hate mail with me does not go to the front of the line.
Yes, right.
It goes to the blocked.
So, oh, yes, only send nice letters to Casey. was this James? Was that this guy's name that sent this? Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, mm-hmm. Maestro. I just wanted to say to Rob, when you were on your vacation to Vegas, it was so amazing. And Casey, misspelled your name, but that's beside the point, had to show and did the show. That's terrible grammar. This guy is clearly a Rhodes Scholar, and it's hard to believe someone with such blind hate and anger would be so grammatically inefficient. Let me try that again. In case he misspelled, had to show and did the show, it was difference. Also the wrong word. Between night and day better when you were gone.
Keep the music going. I'm going to play the part of Laura.
Oh, who responded? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, go for it.
What? The show was better without Rob? Oh, that is ridiculous. He provides a wealth of information and has passion. What could be better? I agree with Laura.
What is wrong with you if your radio show makes you that mad?
He just doesn't like you. Which James, you can keep listening.
I'll take it. Yeah, your listening counts all the same towards our bonus. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Love us or hate us, we appreciate every single one of you. So thank you for listening this morning. And contrary to popular belief, Rob and I, we actually do like each other.